I was in a band called Part Man, Part Horse, and that's where the idea started. I remember I was talking to one of my friends about my band and how I was able to, through other people I played music with, connect my band to my friends' bands, and we started kind of diagramming them out like a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon kind of a thing, just to see like how we were all connected.
It's Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and this is Rachel Ratner. We talked over Skype.
And then I started like getting more and more obsessed with the idea, and so then I had these like legal pads with like band names kind of scrawled on them, connecting to each other, and pretty soon I had a couple hundred just like local bands all through shared band members. I thought it was like pretty neat.
These days, Rachel is in a band called Wimps. She's also a software engineer and a brand new mother. You might hear a little Hazel in the background there. But most importantly for our purposes, Rachel is the creator of the Seattle Band Map.
I showed it to my friend Keith Whiteman, who is an artist, and he thought it would be neat to make it into an actual art show, like an art project. So he took it, my little paper-sized map, and he blew it up huge. He made it, it was like 10 feet by 10 feet. So we invited people down. This was in November of 2009, both to come view it and to come add to it. It became a really neat interactive kind of art show where just over that weekend, like 600 new bands were added, and it was really exciting to see because you would sit back and you would watch people looking at the map together, and then they started talking to each other about those bands and maybe reminiscing about shows they'd been to together or reminding each other about things they'd forgotten. So it really kind of brought people together.
With hundreds of people adding their bands to the map with Sharpies, the 10 by 10 sheet of vinyl started getting quite crowded. So in 2011, Rachel took the Seattle Band Map online.
It's pretty sparse. It's like a kind of a white page, and then in the middle there's like the map, which is just a million tiny points, little lines between them, kind of zoomed out like a constellation, and so you can see all these points which are bands, and then as you click on one or you zoom in, it brings up the band name, who's in it, and like who it's connected to.
So have you discovered any fun kind of 6 degrees of separation relationships among bands that you could relay?
Yeah, Taco Cat's a band that's been playing quite a lot recently. And kind of going through it, I was able to connect them all the way back to Green Day, which is a much larger band that's also a punk band. That's one of their influences. So it's kind of neat to see how they could actually be connected to a band that influenced them.
Oh, interesting. So their lineage through again, humans, they yeah, actually do have connection to them.
Which they didn't realize. So like one of their members played in a band who was connected to a band called See Me River, who was connected to a band called Duchess and the Duke, who was connected to a band called The Intelligence. And through that, there was a connection to the Shins, who are much larger. And through the Shins, there was a connection to Modest Mouse. There was a connection to a band called Jawbreaker. But through that, there was a connection to Green Day. So they were able to go, even though they themselves didn't know anybody in Green Day, through the 6 degrees of separation, they were able to be connected back to one of their influences. So I thought that was pretty neat. I think it was just eye-opening to see how everyone's related and how we're all kind of doing the same thing. But when I look at this, I look at this more like times in my life, people I knew, friendships I've had, you know, because I'm like, oh, I'm connected to Part Man, Part Horse, and I'm still friends with Gary and Lisa and Marshall in that band, and they just came over and met my daughter. So it's kind of like these are connections, but these are also like, you know, friendships and people in my life. I think I'm just going to keep it around as long as people are interested in it. People still seem to want to look at it and ask about it, and I'm still getting people adding bands to it all the time. So it's still kind of a living thing. So I think it doesn't have an end right now.
The map has over 6,000 bands on it at last count. It's still morphing and evolving, just like the musicians who use it to chart their own journeys from one band to the next. Which brings us to today's theme, a work in progress, stories of unfinished projects and people on today's episode of Sound Effect.